USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Following the horrific machete attack in New York that injured five people celebrating Hanukkah, former New York State Assemblyman Dov Hyken says that the attack was a symptom of a much larger concern that's going on in New York regarding anti-Semitism. Hyken was also not happy with some of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's comments.
He's more interested in the politics than he is in terms of dealing with the hate. No American, no New Yorker should be afraid to walk the streets. No parent should be afraid to let their kids out in the street. This is America.
Grafton Thomas is facing federal hate crime charges for allegedly committing the attack. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. was forced to take defensive action after an Iran-backed militia in Iraq killed an American. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A murderer who killed two people during a Texas church service was fatally shot within seconds by an armed member of the congregation. That's at least according to Texas officials who hail the state's gun laws that allow weapons to be in places of worship. Former NYPD police officer and Fox News contributor Dan Bongino reminds everyone,
bad guys with guns want to do bad things with guns. And the only thing that's going to stop a bad guy with malicious intent with a firearm is a good guy with a firearm. Anybody telling you otherwise is literally putting your life in danger.
Bongino speaking there on Fox News, that shooting took place at a church just outside Fort Worth, Texas. The FAA is investigating a deadly plane crash that left five people dead while en route to the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. The twin-engine aircraft went down in a post office parking lot just a mile from the airport in Lafayette, Louisiana. One of the five victims was the daughter-in-law of LSU's offensive coordinator. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
For the first time in 8 weeks, there has been an increase in the price of gasoline. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average for gasoline has increased by over 3 cents a gallon this week.
The national average has increased for its first time in 8 weeks, posting a 3.4 cent per gallon increase to a national average of $2.57 per gallon.
Patrick DeHaan compares the price of gasoline now at the end of 2019 as compared to some recent figures.
Average prices remain slightly lower than a month ago, but 31 cents higher than 1 year ago when economic concerns drove down oil prices and caused gas prices to stand at $2.26.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A weather system that drops snow, sleet, and freezing rain across the Midwest is now heading east. The front is expected to pick up steam over the next few days and bring snow and ice to New England and heavy rain to the Mid-Atlantic. The storm dumps snow and ice in Minneapolis, making travel treacherous in the Twin Cities.
Lots of cars in the ditch. State plows were getting stuck. This isn't the worst I've seen, but this is pretty bad.
They're talking on the TV about all the crashes, so I could hear sirens off in the distance.
That audio courtesy of Fox 9 in Minneapolis, St. Paul. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.